না চ শ্রোত্রু জিহুবে না চ জ্ঞাননেত্রে না চ ভূমি বোম না তেজ নবায়ু চিদানন্দরূপ শিব প্রাণ সঙ্গ নবই পঞ্চবায়ু নব সপ্ত ধাতু নব পঞ্চকোষ নব পানি পাদ নচ পস্ত বায়ু চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব নামিন বিশুরা কামো নমোক্ষ চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব না পুণ্যাং ন মন্ত্র তীর্থ নেদ নজ্ঞোজন নৈবোজনভক্ত চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব নামে তো ন শঙ্কা নামে জাতি বেদ পিতা বন্ধু নমিত্রঙ্গু নৈব শিষ্য চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব চিদানন্দ রূপ শিব শিব
আমরা এখন বেদমন্ত্র পাঠ করব। নাও শ্যাল ডু দ্য বেদিক চ্যান্টিং, প্লিজ পার্টিসিপেট, সবাই জয়েন করুন। ওম বাগ্মে মনসি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা, মনহামে বাচি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা।
ওম বাগ্মে মনসি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা, মনহামে বাচি প্রতিষ্ঠিতা।
আবিহি আবিহি মেধি,
আবিহি
বেদশ্যামানিস্থ শ্রুতং মে মা প্রহসিহ। সংদদামি বোধিস্বামি, সত্যং বোধিস্বামি,
সত্যং বোধিস্বামি,
তদ্মামবতু তদ্ভক্তাণামবতু, তদ্মামবতু তদ্ভক্তাণামবতু, ভক্তাণামবতু শান্তি শান্তি
ওম শান্তি শান্তি শান্তি
আপয়ন্তু মম অঙ্গানি বাক প্রাণ চক্ষুঃ। বলমিন্দ্রিয়াণি চ সর্বাণি, সর্বং ব্রহ্ম উপনিষদাম, মাহং ব্রহ্ম নিরকুরিয়াত, মাম ব্রহ্ম নিরকরোত,
মাহং ব্রহ্ম নিরকুরিয়াত, মাম ব্রহ্ম নিরকরোত।
অনিরকর্ণমস্তু অনিরকর্ণমেয়স্তু, ধর্মস্তে মোহি সন্তু তে মোহি সন্তু,
ধর্মস্তে মোহি সন্তু তে মোহি
সন্তু। শান্তি শান্তি শান্তি
ওম শান্তি শান্তি শান্তি।
ওম পূর্ণমাদহ পূর্ণমিদং পূর্ণাত পূর্ণম উদচ্যতে,
ওম পূর্ণমাদহ পূর্ণমিদং পূর্ণাত পূর্ণম উদচ্যতে।
পূর্ণস্য পূর্ণ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ ಅವಶೇಷವತಿ
ಪುಣ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ ಅವಶೇಷವತಿ.
ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಓಂ ಸಹನೋವತು ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು.
ಓಂ ಸಹನೋವತು ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು.
ಸವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಓಂ
ಶಾಂ ನೋ ಮಿತ್ರ ಶಾಂ ಬರುಣ ಶಾಂ ನೋ ಭವತಿ ಹರಿಯೋ
ಮಹಾ ಶಾಂ ನೋ ಮಿತ್ರ
ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿ ಶಾಂ ನೋ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಉರುಕ್ರಮ
ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೆ
ನಮಃ ತೇ ವಾಯು ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸಿ.
ಸ್ವಾಮೇವ
ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಬುಧಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ರೀತಂ ವದಿಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ತತ್ ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ ಭಕ್ತಾರಾಮವತು.
ಓಂ
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಓಂ
ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇ ವಿಷ್ಣುಂ ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶೇಮ ಅಕ್ಷವೀಯೋತ್ರ. ಸ್ಥಿರೈಯಾಂಗೈ ತುಷ್ಟುವಾಂಶತನುಭಿಃ.
ಓಂ
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
আমরা আমাদের আলোচনায় প্রবেশ করছি। We are now starting the discussion for some obvious reason. Today's discussion will be mostly in English, but kichuta banglay bola hobe majhe majhe. Today this discussion is initiated from our foreign land. It's from Dubai. ব্রহ্মপলব্ধির আজ 948তম পর্ব। এটি ডিজিটাল সানডে মডে 239তম পর্ব। দিস ইজ 239th ডিজিটাল সানডে টক ইন দ্য সিরিজ। লাস্ট সানডে অন 13th অফ অক্টোবর দ্যার ওয়াজ নো সেশন বিকজ ইউ নো দ্যাট ওয়াজ লাস্ট অফ দ্য দুর্গা পুজো ডে, অ্যান্ড ইন ডিউ অফ দ্যাট উই হ্যাড আ a session on Divine Talk on the Chandi and Chandi Pranam on 11th of October at 4:30 a.m. Most of us had participated in that. Aajker prosongo Jagan Mata Param Mata. The Mother Nature is Mother Supreme, or if we put it otherwise, the Supreme Mother reveals to us as a Mother Nature. On the issue of Mother Nature, those who are scientists and, you know, people working on environmental area, they have done a lot in the world. But from the spiritual field, it is from the ancient Indian civilization during the Vedic period that we heard of profuse contribution into it. I'm going to discuss not only the contribution of the sages, but also the confirmation of what the sages during Vedic period, almost 20,000-25,000 and even 30,000 years ago, what they had contributed and they had talked about and suggested to humanity, are getting gradually confirmed by some of the leading scientific thoughts and experiments. This I am going to today touch upon and connect between. The Supreme Mother, we have talked about the appearance of Supreme Mother. It was first revealed in the super sky, and the identity of the Mother was revealed in the form of Uma Haimavati. Haimavati is connected with the name of Himalayas. The concept is Lord Shiva stays there. He has got a preferred residence of the top of the Himalayas on the bed of the thick layers of ice, with a bare body and no cover around, no protection on that, from human sense of the term protection. But he is there. The Rig Vedas have made a reference about the origin of thoughts and thoughts towards creation and maintenance of the creation. It was the desire of God, the Supreme, to create the lives on earth. Prior to that, to create the places to live. Prior to that, to create a system in a infinite realm called cosmos, and even prior to that, to create a homogeneity in terms of entire place, entire thing as vacuum. And if we now want to see that and explain that, as the sages have done it, it's called Bhuma. Bhuma hi eva kevalam. Bhuma is a combination of everything. It's a combination of the plant kingdom, animal kingdom, humans, other creatures, visible, invisible forms of lives, considered positive, considered negative forms of life, and the elements which sustain the creation in the infinite sky, the stars, the sun, and millions of solar systems, the moon, and similar other illumined bodies in the sky, and so on. It is first mentioned that seven sages would be there throughout the kalpa. Kalpa is a phase of surviving entities. The calculation of the kalpa is there in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. It's one of the Puranas which talks about the process of creation and duration of the creation. And the calculation goes as saying that each kalpa is of a duration of, in human scale, close to 1 crore years, several million years. And there are so many kalpas, the listing goes as saying, as far as it's known to humanity, there are more than 50, as of now known as 51 kalpas. And so you can understand the span of time, the entire cosmic system has been in surviving. The sages have gone to the extent to mention that it is the creation which is actually embedded in the wish and thoughts of the Supreme, the Brahman. And this wish and thought of the Supreme, the Brahman, that thought has actually contributed to not only the creation, but also the maintenance of the creation. But how could it be, how the entire such a vast creation can be maintained? So is it every minuscule of lives are focused on or kept eyes on? There's a wonderful verse in the Rig Vedas wherein it's mentioned that the focus of the Supreme is in general generic. That is his universality of views, universality of vision. But at the same time, wherever there is a urge, wherever there is a urge for the truth in any way, sacrifice in any form, noble action of any kind, noble thought of any variety, noble sense of any category, the Supreme Brahman always focuses on that aspect. It has been mentioned that he is the Raja Rajeshwaram of the entire creation. Raja Rajeshwaram Purnatyam Bhagavata. He is the Raja Rajeshwaram. Purna is full in divinity. এই অনন্ত সৃষ্টির মাঝে ভগবান কেমন করে সৃষ্টির দিকে দৃষ্টি জ্ঞাপন করেন বা আদৌ করেন কিনা, ঋষিগণ অনুভবে প্রাপ্ত হলেন যে হ্যাঁ, এই অনন্ত সৃষ্টির দিকেই তার অনন্ত দৃষ্টি। তার দৃষ্টিটি কেমন না, তার দৃষ্টিটি চোখে দেখার দৃষ্টি নয়, এই দৃষ্টিটি বিন্যসিত হয়ে আছে, বিনক্ত হয়ে আছে। এই দৃষ্টির দ্বারা তিনি সর্বত্র ব্যাপ্ত হয়ে আছেন, এই দৃষ্টিতে তিনি সর্বত্র যেন নিজেকে ছড়িয়ে দিয়েছেন এবং দৃষ্টির বশবর্তী হয়ে তিনি সর্বত্র তার এই স্বরূপকে উন্মুক্ত করতে পারছেন। ঋষি যাজ্ঞবল্ক্য অ্যাট ওয়ান পয়েন্ট অফ টাইম দ্য সেজ যাজ্ঞবল্ক্য ওয়াজ হ্যাভিং আ সিরিজ অফ টকস উইথ আদার সেজেস ইন দ্য কোর্টইয়ার্ড অফ কিং জনক। A wonderful discussion in that series of talks had happened between a lady sage, Gargi, and Jangavalka. Gargi was a very pious and highly respected sage during that period. It has been mentioned in one place that she was very long-lived person. She lived for a very long period. Because the mentioning about her has been there in different phases of the unfoldment of truth. It was her, that period of her personality when she was actually trying to become complete in the wisdom. She was trying to develop even further. So when she came to the court of Janaka to have a dialogue with Jangavalka, she came with the intent to learn things from Jangavalka. And that is why Jangavalka had opened up fully before the lady sage Gargi. And later on, Gargi had developed the Manobhumi Tatyam. Manobhumi Bhumiha Manaha Abhantarasyaha Yat Tatyam Etat Tat. Whatever content of grounding is there in the mind, that content of the grounding was mentioned by her. So in a sense, if we have to at all mention the father of psychology, the father is not a gender-centric word, the non-gender identity, non-gender meaning of the father. If at all we have to identify the father of the psychological sciences in the human world, that father of psychological sciences has to be ascribed to the sage Gargi. She is actually the father of the psychosciences. Prior to that, the analysis of mind was not that way done by any other sage. And prior to this, or even close to that period, even within the next 10,000 years of a period, there has been no trace of any kind of thoughts on the clarity, analysis, classification, or any kind of descriptive understanding of human mind by anybody in the world. I'm mentioning this to make it a point before the intellectual community of the world that this must be on record, This must be considered as the only truth behind it, and anybody can come and understand, but has to live on that in the same pattern, the way it is to be understood. Then the person would find that Sage Gargi is the actual father of psychological sciences of human civilization. And it all had started with her dialogue between Gargi and Jangabalka. The first concept that was presented is Yaha Manashi Tishtanaha Manasa Antaraha Yaha Manaha Nabeda Yashya Manaha Sarirang Yaha Manaha Antara Yamayati Eshate Atmaha Antar Yamihi Antar Yamihi Amritam Manaha. That mind is a perpetual mind, immortal mind, which is a mind, but at the same time, a mindless mind. It's a mind, but at the same time, it's a non-mind. Jagavalka said, Gargi, mind has to be understood in its own perspective. There are certain factors which influence mind. I'll come to this discussion between Jagavalka and Gargi once again. Prior to that, we need to discuss a very recent scholar and very famous American scholar, very widely quoted now in the scientific community last 4 or 5 years, and very highly respected personality in this field. The name is Dion Hamer, H-A-M-E-R. Interested persons may possess the book that I am going to refer. He has analyzed the gene. He is a genealogist. He is one of the most leading genealogists now in the world. Dion Hamer. He has analyzed human gene and tried to connect major human activities with the gene. The title of his book is God Gene. The first of all, he was interacting with young people as a teacher, young students as a teacher, and trying to understand the pattern of collective mind. Again, for a kind of added reference, we need to mention, otherwise we'll be mistaken in our discussion, it will keep a gap in it if we don't mention about Sri Aurobindo in this context. He is a person who had contributed to the concept of collective consciousness, or a consciousness of a group of people, team of people, large mass of people, or the people of the world. Collective consciousness, Sri Aurobindo had mentioned, and it mentioned that if you have to transform the world needs a transformation in its own collective approach. And the examples were not many, but she could mention a few. For example, when there is a arch for a country, if a country is dominated by the foreign rulers and there is an urge to liberate the country, the first thing that people have to do is, those who are the crusaders, what they do is they spread the sentiment and the concept to arouse the mind of people and bring it up to a particular level of homogeneity wherein everybody is in a mind oriented to have a freedom. If the urge or the expectation for freedom is not arisen in the nation or in a group of people, it does never happen. It cannot happen with a minority of people, a few people. It has to have a combination of the large mass of people, and that can happen only when the consciousness is connected and there is a homogeneity in the consciousness towards the same expectation. When Dianhama was interacting with young people at different levels, undergraduate, postgraduate, then a group of people in the industry segment, those who are, you know, young executives of different industry, then a senior group of people, those who are directors or very senior people in the organizations, and interacting with some corporate leaders, interacting with some education and health leaders. And then he came up with a concept that, yes, I understand. And he was doing all in America. Yes, I understand the most of the Americans are having their faith in mind. But what's the faith? Is it a faith in God? And in that, when he was doing an explorative research, he found, yes, the faith is faith in God, but with a difference. Now, what is the difference? The faith in God, he observed that it's mostly with the certain kind of attributes, propensities in life, the characters of people, the orientation of the persons, and the collective initiative or efforts of those people. He had asked a question like, have you ever helped the nature to survive better? There was a counter question saying, oh, do you mean that have I planted a tree? No, I have not, but I have helped a tree to survive. Oh, yes. Then you are helping the nature to grow further, to remain further. Therefore, you are a person who is actually beyond the selfish boundary of the person. So he was trying to identify and understand whether the person is purely selfish, concerned about herself or himself, or the person has got a genuine intent to do something for something else. And if it is for the nature, that's the best. Have you ever helped anybody in getting rescued from our problems? Many people have confirmed. There are so many people who have helped. But when the question is asked, have you ever done a bit of sacrifice yourself to protect the interest of some deserving person? Meaning, tumi ki kokhono nijer kono khoti even hocche emon sambhabona thaka sotteo onnoke help korecho, onnoke sahajjo korecho. Tumi ki kokhono onner pashe dariyecho emon ekta shomoy jokhon sahajjo korata tomar pokkhe khotikarok. তাই কি কখনো করেছ? দিস কোয়েশ্চেন ওয়াজ লিটল বিট ট্রিকি, বাট দেন এগেইন টিয়ান কুড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট দ্য পিপল হ্যাড আ প্রোপেন্সিটি টু ডু সামথিং বাট অ্যাট দ্য সেম টাইম প্রোটেক্টিং পার্সোনাল ইন্টারেস্ট, স্যাক্রিফাইসিং পার্সোনাল ইন্টারেস্ট, প্রোটেক্টিং দ্য নেচার, স্যাক্রিফাইসিং পার্সোনাল ইন্টারেস্ট, ডুইং থিংস ফর নেচার is yet to develop. So he has come to an understanding and a conclusive point wherein he is saying, yes, it is there in the gene of people that you have to have a liberty of mind, you have to develop a fraternity for others, you have to do something for the world to benefit from, but at the same time, you have to maintain yourself. Now, this mind is not what Jagavalka and Gargi was actually discussing. However, the mind that Dhyan has actually identified as a dominant American mind now, in this 21st century, second decade onwards. Now it is the third decade going. In this situation, what he has discovered is a phenomenon which has to be mentioned with a gratitude to that, because this is a real distinguishing parameters than a previous study of European region post Second World War during 80s and 90s of the last century on the growth of values in European region. Between these two, the current study has shown a little bit advanced towards betterment or better making better human being in the world. So it's all positive, there's nothing negative. Now what Jangavalka was mentioning to Gargi, that you see, the mind you have to discover as a kind of invisible organ. There are two specialists of mind mapping in the world recognized. Now, the mind mapping has been actually essentially the analysis of brain, Boozans, Barry Boozan and the Lady Boozan. They together started the brain mapping. First they did MRI of brain, scanning of brain. Then, further analysis of brain through nuclear study. And finally, they did a kind of, this positron behavioral pattern of, the human brain. Now, this is the most, advanced technology used through the emission of positron. You see the characters and characteristic changes in the pattern. And from that pattern, you try to come to a conclusive point or some kind of impression out of it. Now, Barry came up with a understanding that, yes, the behavior of human being is mostly concerned with certain things which are not there in the visible external behavioral pattern. So it has to have some connection with something intrinsic. What exactly that others can say, we are not into that. The others whom Barry and his team were referring to, the others are actually the people whom I have just now already mentioned. Those who have connected genealogy with it. So it's not the brain. Is but the genealogical substance which is contributing to the development of brain and going further. Modern science or the most advanced scientific thoughts have come up to this. Our sages have gone far beyond. And that too, they have gone far beyond sitting there at 20,000, 25,000 years ago. What they've done is discovered the true pattern of human behavior and being. Now, when Jangavalka was mentioning to Gargi, then Jangavalka had said, Gargi, now let's do a meditation. What is the meditation? We shall do now also 2-3 minutes the way Jangavalka had advised Gargi at that point of time. In a few minutes from now, I'll also do along with you all, just for 3-4 minutes, a very simple meditation, what they had prescribed to understand, just to understand the nature of human being. how do you understand the nature of human being? Now, Jagavalkar said that, you see, the first thing that you have to understand is the non-mind mental organ, which is there invisible within, which has been developed over the long period of inheritance and added to that through your essence of actions, is now the current feature and condition of your mind. বাংলাতে ভালো করে বলতে হলে এটা হবে মন, যেটিকে আমরা মন বলি, যার মধ্যে বুদ্ধি আছে, অহংকার আছে, মেমরি আছে, চিত্ত আছে, চিত্ত মানস বুদ্ধি প্রজ্ঞা, প্রজ্ঞাও আছে, ভগবানের ভাবনাও আছে, সমস্ত রকমের বাজে চিন্তা ভাবনা সব আছে, থাকতে পারে, আছে মানে কি থাকতে পারে, যত কর্দম আছে, কাদামাখানো জিনিস আছে সব থাকতে পারে, নাও থাকতে পারে, যত ভালো ভালো জিনিস আছে সব থাকতে পারে, আবার নাও থাকতে পারে, যত কিছু আছে সব থাকতে পারে, মনের মধ্যে সবসময় নিজের নিজের ভাবনা থাকতে পারে, আবার অতটা নাও থাকতে পারে, সবচেয়ে ফ্যাসিলেটিং, এতটাই পরিবর্তনশীল, রূপান্তরশীল হচ্ছে মনের অভ্যন্তর। এর পেছনে আছে একটা চরিত্র। শ্রী অরবিন্দ, ওয়েন হি ওয়াজ টকিং অ্যাবাউট দ্য কালেকটিভ কনশিয়াসনেস, হি সেড ইট হ্যাজ টু বি অন আ কালেকটিভ পজিশন অফ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং অ্যামং দ্য পিপল ফর হোম ইউ আর গোয়িং টু ডেভেলপ দ্য কালেকটিভ কনশিয়াসনেস। সবাইকে একটা একটা জায়গায় ভাবনাটাকে আনতে হবে। যদি কেউ চায় হ্যাঁ আমার দেশের মুক্তি, তো সবাইকে দেশের মুক্তিটা ভাবতে হবে। এবার দেশের মুক্তি ভাবতে গিয়ে সবার ভাবনা নানা রকম হতে পারে। একজন বলতে পারে আমি ডান দিকে গিয়ে দেশের মুক্তি করবো, একজন বললো বাঁ দিকে গিয়ে করবো, একজন গিয়ে বললো আমি সোজা ছুটে গিয়ে করবো, একজন বললো আমি অন্যভাবে করবো, এক একটা রকমভাবে এক একজন করতে পারে। সো দ্যার আর ভ্যারাইড ওয়েজ অ্যান্ড মিনস অফ থিংস থ্রু উইচ এ পার্সন ক্যান you know, try to develop the position of the liberation, and that's not a, you know, concerned, connected position, it's but the position of segmented liberty for everybody. And the segmented liberty for that has to be identified through the position of the each person's concern for liberty. And each person's concern for liberty has to be based on the view of liberty. The view of liberty of the person. Now this view of liberty is very important. So Jagavalkar had said, let's do a meditation. We shall now do a short meditation. We shall sit erect. Don't really give the back. He has mentioned, মস্তক গ্রীভ সমানম সমান আহুতি মন প্রাণ প্রজ্ঞা। সো উই হ্যাভ টু গিভ আ সিচুয়েশন, উই হ্যাভ টু ক্রিয়েট এ সিচুয়েশন ওয়ের ইন আ মাইন্ড ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি ক্রিয়েটেড এ কমন প্ল্যাটফর্ম অ্যান্ড এ কমন পজিশন উইথ দ্য কসমিক ইউনিভার্সাল মাইন্ড। And the cosmic universal mind in this condition is going to connect with us in its own way. So we'll do one alternate nostril breathing, and then we'll think of something which I'm going to mention for a couple of minutes, just that. Let's do. We've done pranayam for once. Now we sit erect, eyes closed, hands are respectively on the knees, feet placed on the floor, parallel to each other, no leaning in the back. Think of any kind of cosmic body. Choose any, the sun, the moon, any of the stars. Anyone, choose that, think of that, focus on that. Visualize that. Well, suppose you have chosen the sun, identify a few attributes. The discussion between them was very long, so there were many. I'm saying 2-3 attributes of the sun, 2-3 qualities of the sun, which you think are important. And now, have an introspection. Analyze within yourself, what are the scopes in your life? How can you, in your life, have those kind of attributes in you and get revealed to the world? কয়েকটা গুণ আইডেন্টিফাই করুন ওই সূর্যে, সেগুলোকে দেখুন কেমন, নিজের মধ্যে তাকিয়ে দেখুন সেগুলোর খুঁজে পাওয়া যায় কি না। যদি সেরকম কিছু খুঁজে পাওয়া যায়, সেগুলো কেমন করে আপনি নিজের কাছে ব্যবহার করতে পারেন অথবা জগতের জন্য ব্যবহার করতে পারেন, আইডেন্টিফাই, থিঙ্ক অফ ইট, ভেরি সিম্পল, ডু ইট, 2 মিনিটস। Identify at least one attribute and find out ways how can you make that attribute active in yourself. Well, we come back to our normal sense and open the eyes. The discussion that is required here is actually the attribute we need to identify in ourselves and try and find out the ways of application of that in our lives. We know that close to 40 years ago, the world had initiated in a large scale. Prior to that also, there were thoughts and discussions in pure academic forum. Going out of the academic forum in the global arena, the concepts of sustainability, ESG, environmental protection, everything grown very big from early 90s onwards. Though some of those in a intellectual form was there also in 80s and even before. But most, you know, rigorously they came forward early 90s onwards. Now it has never considered a transformation of human mind and human consciousness in its orientation as a fundamental. Jankowalke is mentioning that human body and human system, God has made it in such a way that it's got a central presiding authority within. And the central presiding authority is the nature of the person. And this nature of the person is the person's attributes like a mother of the person. So what he suggests that each human being in her or in his life should develop a set of attributes wherein she or he becomes a mother of her or his own. It's not a different person, it's the same person. And how? So a concept of compassion, caring, nurturing, let the other grow first, let the other survive first, let the other have well-being first, let the other have happiness first, let the other enjoy the joy of life and fruit of life first. That's why he said, Yaha manaha antara yamayati yeshate atmaha antar yamihi yeshat amritam tat amrita bhavati. When you find that your mind has been absorbed in the soul of yours, then you are offering a kind of nectar to the survival of this universe. In this context, the verse came out, Ya aushadihi, ya vanaspatihi, aushadhishu, vanaspatishu, tasmai devaya, namo namaha. And it starts with, Iha devaha, apshuhu, iha agnihi, iha yasya, bhavanashyaha, amrita, iha aushadhishu, iha banaspatishu, tasmai devayo, namo namaha. Gargi, you have, if you want to nurture a tree, you need to have your mind infused in the soul of the tree. Wish to grow a flower? Make the flower happen in your mind first, then only you are in a position to grow the right flower in the world. Wish to make a world that beautiful as a flower? Make yourself in your mind that beautiful, that noble within. How can you do that? When your mind is actually merged with your soul, Atman. Atman is God the Supreme. Atman is the God the Supreme residing in you, staying with you. God is ever present with those people who are chosen by God, not the people. God is ever present with those souls who are chosen by God. Chosen how? Chosen on the parameters of divinely qualities. The choice is never on material terms. God's choice is never on material connections. Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, you were depressed, deluged. I told you the concept of Supreme in the form of Atman. Sankhya Yoga was for that. The immortality of the soul. Vasansi jinani yatha bihayo navani grinhati naroho parani yatha sharirani bihayo jinna anyani dehi. Navani sangati dehi. You change your garments, outers, by leaving the old ones, the dilapidated one, the torn ones. But the one which remains is ajaha nitya shashvataha purana. And that's never cut down or cut apart, na hanyate hanyamane sharire. And then I had offered you the concept of karma, transcendental work. What is a transcendental work? Transcendental work is a work for dedication. What is this attribute of dedication? It is the attribute of an intrinsic mother who is known to have that dedication. And then you do or you continue doing, never aspire for the fruits of that for yourself. But you should be a winner. Win for whom? Win for the cause. And you must be achieving the victory. Bhagavad Gita is for what? Is victory, is for poise, is for bliss. You have to have a victory, but victory on the premise of a poise. And with the soul orientation to have a bliss. Anandamayam tat. He is the blissful soul. He is the blissful entity. And he has formed this nature. He is the mother nature. He He is himself the Mother Nature. And Indra had the vision of Devi Uma Haimavati. There was a brief conversation between. And she said, I am that. I am the Supreme Brahman. I am the nature of yours. I am the nature of the entire nature. I am the universe. I am contained in the universe. I am engrossed in the universe. I am engrossed in the souls of individuals in the universe, millions and billions and trillions in numbers. She is the Mother Nature. And that Mother Nature is the Supreme. When she is there, we find that the prana Yagavalka says, prana marma iti vajanat, pranathi eva khulu imani bhutani jayante, praneno jatani jivanti pranang prayanti avishang vishanti itihi. Tat brahman manaha iti vajanat. Manasa hi evo khalu imani bhutani jayate. Manasa jatani jivanti manaha pravinti abhisambhi shanti itihi. Is the prana, is the vital, but that's again supported by the mind. And that mind, which is connected with the soul, and that soul, which is in the human life, in the lives of millions, billions and trillions, but at the same time, the same life of the same Supreme. And that unveiled is the unveiling of the properties of this entity. The Cosmic Mother is there to offer the infinite treasure of wisdom, the infinite content of love, the infinite content of Pragya, the infinite content of devotion, and also the solid content of the faith. Indra had the occasion to nurture the faith, and along with faith, the devotion and dedication to God. And that's how it has been mentioned now. Prithihi apaha tejaha anilaha khehi samuttitehi panchatmakehi yogo gune pravirte Natasya rogaha na jara na mrittuhu praptasya yogani mayam shariram. This is a very unique contribution of Jagavalka, which has been coined very strongly by Sri Aurobindo. It has been coined by Maharshi Ramana Maharshi. It has been taken from him and mentioned and coined in a different form, in the form of realization by the Yogodhara, the stream of yoga, and all seven different streams under this stream of yoga, including Natha Yoga. Those who have the Supreme Brahman in the form of Lord Shiva, and they are the followers of Lord Shiva in the yoga. Also, this has been there in the fundamentals of the realization through unfoldment of the Shat Chakra, six different plexus within the conscious system in Tantra. And even now in Ayurvedas, the concept of Ayurvedas, the fundamentals of analysis of human body, wherein three elements, Vayu, Pitta, Kapha, three channels, Ida, Pingala, Sushumna, Sapta Dhatu, Asti, Majja, Rakta, Reta, Mangsha, Snayu, Sveda, Pancha Gun, Rupa, Rosh, Gandha, Sparsha, Shabda, Pancha Bhuta, Mrittika, Jala, Vayu, Agni, Akash. This so intricate a scientific theory that modern science has to try another century or even centuries to reach out to this level. Even though many people belonging to them, they deny this as a stream of knowledge, let them do. The ignorant people can say anything and everything about others. Let them do and let them continue doing, and let this wisdom have its impact in the world and have the dominance in the world for additional further centuries and millennia. Jagavalkar said, Tri unyatam shariram sthapya samaha Indiani manasa hridi sannivesya. The way that we have done the meditation, now in the entire process of the meditation, now you have to add one more component, wherein your mind was actually identifying I said that you focus on a cosmic body. Why? Because the moment you are focusing on a cosmic body, you are elevating yourself from your own personal domain. So you are going beyond your own personal domain. And when you are going beyond your personal domain, what you are doing is, নিজের ব্যক্তিগত যে আকাঙ্ক্ষা, ব্যক্তিগত যে বাসনা কামনা ইত্যাদির যে পরিধি, সেই পরিধি থেকে বেরিয়ে গিয়ে একটা মহাজাগতিক, যেমন সূর্য, তাকে যখন নজর করা হলো, তার দিকে যখন দৃষ্টিপাত করা হলো, তখন সূর্যের দিকেই মনটা আস্তে 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 ক্রমাগতভাবে সংহত হবে। সো হোয়াট ইজ অবজেক্টিভ ইজ দি কসমিক বডি উড টেক ইয়র সেলফ টু আ কসমিক লেভেল অর অ্যাট লিস্ট সামওয়াট এলিভেটেড লেভেল। যখন মনের চেতনাটা আরেকটু এলিভেটেড হলো, একটু আরেকটু চেতনাটা বাড়লো, চেতনাটা একটু বড় হলো, একটু নিজে বড় হলো। সো ওয়েন ইউ এক্সপ্যান্ড লিটল বিট অ্যান্ড গো বিয়ন্ড ইয়োর ওন পার্সোনাল বাউন্ডারি, দেন ইউ ট্রাই অ্যান্ড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্য ডোমেন অফ গড। ভগবানকে তখনই বোঝা যাবে যখন নিজে নিজের থেকে বেরিয়ে আসা যাবে। নিজের নিজস্বতার যে বুদ্ধি, সেলফিশ ক্যালকুলেশনস, সেগুলো থেকে যখন বেরিয়ে আসা যাবে তখন ভগবানকে বোঝা যাবে। তখন কেমন হবে না যোগাগ্নিময় শরীরমটা কখন হবে? যখন মন প্রাণে স্থিত, মন প্রাণ মিলে আত্মায় স্থিত, আত্মা স্বয়ং ভগবানে স্থিত। মন প্রাণ হৃদয় আত্মা ভগবানে স্থিত হল। ভগবানে স্থিত হলে কেমন হবে? উই নো অফ আ সিচুয়েশন, এ পার্সন হু হ্যাভ অ্যাকচুয়ালি বিকাম ভেরি ভেরি ইউ নো ফেমাস ইন দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড আফটারওয়ার্ডস অ্যান্ড টেক ইন দ্য থিংস অফ দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড ফরওয়ার্ড অ্যান্ড ইজ আন্ডারস্টুড অ্যান্ড মেড আদার্স আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড that the journey in the world is actually a journey towards your achieving the realization of God in the world. Achieving your realization of God in the world. Now, how do you achieve the realization? Again, Gurudev Chilen, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, গৌরী বৈষ্ণব মঠে তার দু দুজন একসঙ্গে পরম্পরায় শিষ্যত্ব নিলেন। তার মধ্যে একজন বেরিয়ে গেলেন অ্যাট দ্য এজ অফ 70 আউটওয়ার্ডস, আর আরেকজন থেকে গেলেন তার নিজের মধ্যে। লেট আস নট টেক দ্য নেমস। দ্য পার্সন হু ওয়েন্ট আউট বিকেম ভেরি ফেমাস ইন দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড হ্যাজ স্টাবলিশড হিজ মনাস্ট্রি নাও nearly 108 countries he is present with his monastery. Only one instrument he had in his hand is the chanting of the mantra of God. And chanting of the mantra of God in mind within himself had made him actually a chanting before the world, before everybody in the world, without making it louder than the inner periphery, audibility of the inner periphery. So what happens is, when you have the conviction that is going to happen, with the conviction you proceed across, and the conviction will make it happen. We have come up with a concept of making the world a better world. The nature of the world is such, Jagat Prakriti is such that it's got a centric point. And the centric point has to have a kinghood in the centric point. Kinghood is something wherein the attributes of a king comes in the forefront and that becomes the guiding attributes. We have identified 7 different guiding attributes for the kinghood called Raja Dharma. It was there in the Mahabharata, but not, you know, in one place, it's, you know, scattered, spread out in different places, and it's supported by the discussions in Krishna Yajurveda and supported by discussion in Ardi Atharva Veda, particularly period of Mundak and Mandukka. The first principle of Rajadharma, Jungeno Nibeditam Raja. Now a person who would be a king of the world, king of any place, or in the ultimate sense, you become king of yourself. Individual becoming king of her or his own. Jungeno Nibeditam Raja. When you become an ideal king for the benefit of the world, only when you are dedicated to the cause. Arjuna comes after this revelation of God in different forms prior to his cosmic revelation. Lord Krishna was mentioning about various identities of him, and even he's mentioned that Arjuna, at one point of time in the creation, you were the Nara Rishi and I was the Narayan Rishi. You and I, we have always lived and stayed together. No force on this creation could separate us from. And you were always virtuous and victorious. And I have always stayed by you. I've never left you alone. And why? Because you have never forgotten me and left me apart. So now Arjuna says, O Krishna, I just considered you as my friend. I did not have the understanding that you are the Supreme. So maybe sometimes I have, done some light words about you and with you. So please pardon me for that. And I consecrate to you, so you show me your real identity. And based on this request only, Lord Krishna had revealed his Vishwarupam, meaning the cosmic identity of the Lord before. And at the end of it, he says that Arjuna, this is the first time that someone in the human creation has been in a position to visualize the cosmic identity of Lord. So far, no other person has been in a position to have that. And in future, only a personality like you can have, no other person. So, Jungeno Nibeditam Rajam, this means anybody who wants to become a king of herself, own life, himself in his own life, or king of a domain, of a state, of an enterprise, of a, community of people, of something, that person has to have that quality of that yajna, sacrifice. Satyena nityam akuti ritam paribrittam. Ritam parigrihitam or paribrityam. Satyena nityam akoti. Always strive to be in truth, govern truth, be truthful and nurture truth. Prathamam lokarthanam rajam. You the king, prioritize your people first, then you. Jagadanandam samanyam, shantim padiveshitam sadarajan. Offer the godly bliss to the world, to others, and create peace in the mind of others. Don't be an instrument of creating disharmony in the situation. Be an instrument of creating harmony in the situation. Navajagriti dharanam appayanam rajan. New creations, creativity, welcome that. New thoughts, welcome. Don't think that everything is now bad and all things were good 100 years ago. It's not that so. It's but God is helping to incrementally make the world better and better than yesterday. Every day is better than yesterday. Have that peace in mind, pleasure in mind, happiness in mind, and accept the Spirit of God in mind, and accept the endowment of God in your own mind, and accept that whatever has happened is happened for the good. Paravrityam prabhayam sampyada vyaptam rajam. So your resources primarily are for the world, not primarily for you. And finally, brahmapado kripaya dharanam Lokeshu Raja. Spread this concept of Brahman. That's what the Prakriti Mata, the Mother Nature, teaches us through the maintaining of the entire creation and the entire nature within us, we need to really understand, try and understand in a subtle manner the same thing within ourselves. If we understand, that would be the better for human society, and the Supreme Mother will be then delighted with the human society and the human race. This is what the Supreme Mother has given an endowment to for us to understand and implicate that and apply that in our own life. O Prabhu the Sachidananda Parabrahma Sanatan, our collective prayer for making the society like that. Hey Prabhu. So আমরা এখন ঋগ্বেদ বেদমন্ত্র পাঠ করব ঋগ্বেদ থেকে এবং চতুর্বেদ থেকে সবাই পার্টিসিপেট করুন বেদমন্ত্রে Let's all now do the Vedic chanting collectively. Om Bhagme Manasi Pratishtita Manaho Me Bachi Pratishtita
Om Bhagme Manasi Pratishtita Manaho Me Bachi Pratishtita
Abhi Abhi Me Vedasyamani staha shrutang mima prohasiha Aninoditeno ahuratram sang dadami Ritang Bodhiswami Satyang Bodhiswami
Ritang Bodhiswami Satyang
Bodhiswami Tad Bhakta Ram Abhatu Abhutu Bhaktaram, Abhutu Bhaktaram Shanti, Shanti, Shanti
Om
apayantu mama angani bhakrana chokshuh
Om
Balam Indiani cha Sarvani Upanishadam Kuriyat Mama Brahma Nirakaro
Mama
nirakarnamastu anirakarnamastu santo te moi santo
dharma te moi santo
shanti shanti shanti
om shanti shanti shanti
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam
Purnamudachyate Purnamiva Avashishvate Shanti Shanti Shanti
Shanti
Shanti Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om
Sahanavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Mitraha Shang Burunaha Shang Nubhavati Adyo Maha
Om Shang Mitraha Shang Burunaha Shang Nubhavati Adyo Maha
Shang Nu Indraha Brihaspati Shang Nu Vishnu Uru Kramaha
Shang Nu Indraha Brihaspati Shang Nu Vishnu Uru Kramaha
Brahmane Namaha Te Vayu Tameva Pratyakshang Brahmasi
Tameva
Pratyakshang Brahmasi Amitang Bodhiswami, Satyang Bodhiswami, Tatmam Abhato, Tatbhaktaram Abhato, Abhutu Bhaktaram
Abhutu Bhaktaram
Shanti Shanti Shanti
Shanti Shanti Shanti
Bhadrang Karne Vishram Devam
Om Bhadrang Karne Vishram Devam
ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇಮಾಕ್ಷವೀಯಯೋತ್ರ ಸ್ಥಿರಯಾಂಗುಷುವಾಂಶತನುಭಿಃ
ಯತಾಯುಷೇಮದವಹಿತಂಗಯತಾಯು
We shall now do a meditation for 2 minutes. Akhon 2 minute dhyan shobai mile. 2 minutes of meditation now. Jai Ma, Jai Ma, Jai Ma. We are now closing here for the day. Amra ekhon ajker moto bondho korchi. Abar agami robibar, Indian Standard Time, amra abar milito hobo. Wish you all the best. Shobai bhalo thakun. Wish you all the best. All the best. All the best.